a lot of people do not understand water and water quality, and quite a task.
That's Kim Peterson, the mayor of Central Valley, Utah.
In the small communities, you have to stay ahead of the process. You always have to be looking ahead to improve your system, because if you're not improving your system, you're actually going behind.
In a small community, Peterson says things like infrastructure are hard to keep updated, especially when funding isn't available. Randy Parker, the state director for the USDA Rural Development, says the USDA was able to partner with the community and help look at the current water infrastructure and address health and safety issues for the residents of Central Valley.
They found that contamination, so it was a health and safety issue. They also found that the old system was losing water, which is not a good thing in that arid part of the state, but also allowed for contamination to enter into the system. And then the third component that was part of this project was to add a chlorination treatment piece to it. So that addressed the health issues even to a greater extent.
Parker says Central Valley and the USDA were able to address the issue before illness became a problem. Parker himself is from nearby Richfield and has a strong connection to Utah's rural communities.
But you know what? It's a nice feeling, whether it's in San Juan County and we're helping address some of the health and welfare needs down there, or Brigham City and looking at some investments in that area. Having come from rural Utah and being able to assist rural communities and rural citizens is an opportunity, and quite honestly, it's a dream come true.
With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Bronson Tykert.